Arthur Mendoza, protege of Stella Adler, teaches Stella's technique exactly as she learned it from Stanislavski himself, the inventor of the modern technique of acting. Arthur helped Stella Adler open her Conservatory West acting school, and after teaching under Stella for over 10 years, he started his own school, Actor's Circle Theater, where he has been teaching for over 20 years now. Arthur has taught and worked with such talents as Mark Ruffalo, Benicio del Toro, Selma Hayek, and Jason Momoa, just to name a few, and has done script analysis with Michael Mann since Dances with Wolves.
What would you say to people who are trying to take on a role like Family or trying to do a Tennessee play now?
Submerge yourself in the South. Submerge yourself, and you have it. There are people right now burning torches in white supremacy. Figure out their neuroses. Figure out how they can go to church and still hate Black people. Figure that out. Keep your opinion out of it. And don't omit the word nigger in his place, because that was the time. It wasn't supposed to offend. Now it does. It's like, I mean, it's none of my business, but I don't understand how you do a play like Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and do it with a Black cast. That's like, what the hell? I mean, anybody could do it. They did. And it changes the whole. Black people were the whipping and still are the whipping post for that society. You have to orchestrate it. You have to make it see. You have to make it as real and as ugly as it was. White people, that sort of white people, are scared to death that there will ever be another Obama. Somehow it got past them, but they're never going to let that happen again. And he was one of the best presidents of our normal times. Amazing. And won't get credit for shit. Now they want him back. He was amazing. Submerge yourself in the bigotry. Submerge yourself in the narrowness of the Southern mind. Not all Southern mind, but that particular race of Southern mind. Mm-hmm. I watched those stupid movies, those TV shows, Say Yes to the Dress. Those girls and their mamas and their, you know, all that stuff. You go, what the hell? What planet do these people live on? You know? There is a lot of bigotry, right? We have no reason in this country to have saluting statues of Southern generals. They lost. And they don't understand why Black people want it down. Those men believed in slavery. They believed in slavery. That's all. That's all we got. That flag. Both generals believe in slavery. That's all. Big mistake. Huge mistake. Get it down. Tear them down. You should not allow. We should not be allowed that flag. That flag was a racist emblem. Yet, the football players who want to take a knee, people have to understand why they're taking a knee. They're taking a knee in deliberate reverence to the mistreating of Black men in this country, to the men who are incarcerated. You don't see a little Greta Johnson and her husband getting incarcerated. No, they're Black people. Until we have that no color vision, And we are given the right to protest. They aren't hurting anybody, and they are not doing it against the armed forces. And armed forces say, no, we know it's not about us. That's just an excuse. That's just an excuse for an uneducated, not resourceful man to run this country. It's a deflect. It's a quick deflect. Oh, listen, I'm going to go to Ohio where I want. What are you doing? What are you doing? Secret Service man, all that money? Yeah. And then we hold, you know, Florida, all he makes all the money, you know, from people staying there. When are people going to wake up?
How do you recommend removing yourself from the equation when doing research into things like this, when trying to figure out these characters?
You don't remove yourself. You give yourself all the passion. Mm-hmm. You want, oh, I got to do this. I want to find this. You give yourself the ambition and the power and the desire. And you can't keep your, it's like there's a play that I find disgusting, and it's called Short Eyes. It's about the prison system. And there's a white guy in it who rapes this little girl. And they've isolated him because the inmates are going to tear him limb from limb. Because in the prison system, they'll, you know, everybody has their own deal. You stole, you fought, you almost, you know. But when it comes to child molesters, you're short-eyed. And they call because the kids are short. You got a short-eyed? I don't know. I think it's important for us as artists to understand how did they do that? You know? I think a great chef is someone who can taste something and know every ingredient in it. I want to know the ingredients that made that man. And if somebody in that audience has one child pornography book, maybe he'll throw it away because I made him think of something. But you got to under, I don't know how you do it. I mean, I see these little girls out in their little dresses. How does someone look at that little girl and go, I want a piece of that? It's like, I can't understand it. But I'm going to understand it like hell if I'm going to direct the play, if I'm going to do that part. I don't want to do the part. I want to be a white guy. It's supposed to be a white guy. And the guy's Puerto Rican. The guys are all, you know, Latinos in the jail.
There's so many shows and films now with Netflix and Hulu, and what you're talking about right now is in a lot of these dramas that are on TV.
So, yeah, I mean, we've got right
so
now.
How can you be in the part if you can't understand that?
Right now, I don't know what's going to happen, but we're in the middle of half of the country wanting to stop a Supreme Court justice from being approved. He raped a girl. And then how many people we got to bring in?
Yeah.
Oh, he really raped her. I mean, what are we doing? She said he was, that's it, that's done.
Right.
But he wants him because this guy thinks a president should never be prosecuted. The little Donnie Dark is looking after his own ass again. I just don't know. I'm so disgusted. I just don't even know when it's going to stop. When do we get to that? Oh, no, it can't get any further. Yeah, I just did.
So art and acting and this craft that we have
must be a reflection of that.
So we can understand it, but by us actually living it out and putting it out there, it's people face it.
Creating it as an art, not living it, because I don't want you to live it. It's like people who... there's some actors that are really stupid who do heroin because they want to know what it's like. You don't have to, you do heroin, you're stupid. Yeah. You don't get fucked up to do the part. All those actors on Columbus Circle.
There's a healing aspect. Yeah. Doing your craft, doing your art, acting. I'm just saying there's a healing impact to the people that are watching and to...
It's a story. Yeah. You're a vehicle for a story.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. You aren't in the story.
Yeah.
You're a vehicle in of the story. You shouldn't go, oh my God, I'm so messed up, you know?
Yeah.
When I did restoration, I didn't have a desire when I went home to wear a jacket that weighed 85 pounds. I wanted it off. I didn't have a desire to have long hair when I did the Scottish play. Yeah. I didn't, you know, it's separate. You know, acting is separate. You know, you're going to have some things that are going to move you.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't disrupt your life at all. It shouldn't separate. You know, you don't go as a busboy, go home, boy, I want to bus more. You know, it's separate. And you have to have a technique of getting yourself onto that platform. And that's what I teach. Stella Adler, the technique of acting. One by one by one, block by block by block. And when you get to the middle of the process, you go, oh, this is how this goes, right? This is how this works. You know, you're kind of like blind up until a third of it through, and you go, oh my God, this is where it goes. And then you get excited.
So you teach every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday, 7 o'clock.
Santa Monica Playhouse.
I teach an 11-week cycle, 11 weeks, offer 2 weeks, 11 weeks. So I teach 4 quarters a year. My number's on that flyer. You just call and I'll answer any questions you have.
Yeah, and we'll put the link up here too.
Great, please.
And it's 7 to 10 every Wednesday.
7 to 10 every Wednesday.
The 11 week.
11 weeks.
Cycle.
Right.
And then I know people also contact you for personal
coaching. Yeah, I'm a private coach. I work with people privately.
And if somebody wants you to direct or
right. Be
part of production, they can reach out to you.
I will dramaturge and give them my advice.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say thank you for taking the time out.
I never thought I would say this, but I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your knowledge and your history and your experience is very valuable, I think, for anybody that's out there that is looking to get into the craft or people that have already been in the craft. I think it's a reminder too, you know, the fundamentals. Fundamentals that a lot of times people miss, you know, they go down the path.
Yeah, an actress was working on Streetcar Named Desire, and then I put her in an exercise. She said, I can't do this. Remember, it's hard. I said, yeah, you've got to go back. That's why when you're part of ABT, American Ballet Theatre, they have to do bar. They warm up.
Yeah.
If they did those jumps, they'd rip their crutches out.
Right.
They can't do it without it. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
A famous philosopher said, were the theater a tightrope where no amateur would dare tread? But you can memorize lines, you can say words and be pretty, and you're an actor. You can join SAG, you're an actor. There are a lot of actors who make a whole lot of money, what I don't consider Screen Actors Guild members as an authenticity. But that's none of my business.
Right.
I'm just there to train the ones that want to be good or better. Well, this was fun. I never thought I'd say that, but this was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you guys are watching, you know, feel free to write a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback, even though we don't care.
I care.
No, we like your feedback. What we're saying is say anything you want to say.
Or actually, if you have any questions.
Yeah, questions would be great.
Questions would be real great.
So if you guys have questions, you know, write a question down below. There's no bad question.
No bad question.
Because there's always other people that can learn from those questions. So if you have a question, spit it out there.
I'll never say shut up, don't ask that. No, I won't. I'll explain it.
And sometimes it's a question other people are afraid to ask.
All the time. Yeah. Actors sit in class silent because they just don't want to be stupid.
Right.
There's nothing more stupid than not asking a question. Nothing.
Yeah. So tune in again on Arthur's page, and if you're an actor that wants to come out and audit the class, it's Wednesday, 7 to 10 at the Santa Monica Playhouse. You can reach out to the number, the website, send an email, send a private message on Facebook. And you guys have an amazing Saturday.
Yes.
And thanks again, Arthur Mendoza.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. So you guys have a good one. We'll see you again soon.
Arthur Mendoza has been in this industry for most of his life. His wisdom and experience allow him to train more than just actors. He trains artists. Arthur Mendoza teaches class every Wednesday at Santa Monica Playhouse from 7 to 10 p.m. and coaches privately. Visit actorcircletheater.com for more information.